On average, if you ask people on a scale of 0 to 10 how happy, how contented they are with their lives, they'll give you a 6. 6 out of 10. Is that any way to live the one life you've been given? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and thank you so much for joining me as we take a look today at your life from a different perspective. The reality is that most of us, well, we just kind of bobble along through life. We don't think too much about it, except perhaps the bits that may not be working so well at the moment. We're all pretty good at brooding over that difficult relationship, or what so-and-so might think about us, what they might be saying behind our backs. We're all pretty good at worrying about our finances or our children, or complaining about the fact that someone who in our estimation is nowhere near as competent as we are was promoted ahead of us at work. Whatever it is, we are very good at complaining. And the other thing that we're pretty good at is comparing ourselves to others. Oh, she's so much better looking. He's so much smarter. Why can't I do what that person can do? And so the list goes on. But when it comes to strategically thinking about our lot in life, what's working, what's not working, am I satisfied with where my life's headed, and if not, what do I need to change? Well, come on, let's be honest, most of us don't think that way. Well, you have to ask yourself, why is that? With just one life to live here on planet Earth, why is it that we're so good at focusing on the negative things, in effect the problem, instead of what we need to do to make things better, the solution? Well, that nagging sense of dissatisfaction that many people live their whole lives with normally revolves around one of four things. Firstly, a lot of people aren't satisfied with who they are. Secondly, sometimes we can be like a square peg in a round hole, doing things that we're not meant to be doing. Thirdly, if an important relationship isn't working, hey, that tends to make us really dissatisfied with life. And finally, sometimes people aren't satisfied with what they have. Let me give you those four again. Number one, who we are. Number two, what we're doing. Number three, who we're with. And number four, what we have. Let's come back to that question I posed at the top of the program. On a scale of 1 to 10, how satisfied are you with your life here and now today? I wonder what your answer is. I ask that question rather a lot when I'm speaking with groups of people, not just around Australia, but in fact right around the world. And can I tell you with a degree of certainty that is very high, the average response is about 6 out of 10. And you know what makes that really scary for me is that most often I ask that question of Christians when I'm speaking at churches. And so here's a group of people who claim to have hit on the truth about life, who claim to have all the answers, and yet even for them, the average is a paltry 6 out of 10 in terms of how satisfied they are with their lives. Let's say your response is pretty much bang on average. You're a 6 out of 10. Is that really any way to live your life? This life that's been given to you, this life that is so incredibly precious. Come on, I'm asking you to think about your life here and now. If your level of contentment and satisfaction is a 6 out of 10, is that how you want to live the rest of your days here on this earth? I'm going to challenge you today to think about a new start, a fresh look at your life, not just to moan and groan about the things that aren't working, but to think honestly about the things that are robbing you, on average, of 40% of your contentment and doing something about it. Firstly, who you are. A lot of people aren't comfortable with who they are. Sometimes that's because we have a distorted view of things, but other times it's because we're not living a good life. Dishonesty, for instance, has a way of robbing you of your levels of contentment. Either way, whether it's our attitudes about ourselves or our actions that are causing us to be unhappy with who we are you just going to sit there and let it go on for the rest of your life, or are you going to do something about it? Well, and that leads us kind of to the second area of discontentment, what we're doing with our lives. So many people are square pegs in round holes. In other words, they're doing things, working away at jobs that they were never cut out to do. Surveys consistently show that over two-thirds don't enjoy their jobs. They become accountants when they don't enjoy working with numbers. They become carers looking after the elderly when they don't enjoy people contact. So if that's you, are you going to spend the rest of your life working at something that you were never going to be able to enjoy? Something that you're never, ever going to be able to excel at? The third area of contentment is relationships. Marriage is the obvious one. So many married couples start off happy, and then the cares of the world, the pressures of children and the mortgage and the daily grind wears down their relationship until they're married in name only. I have a beautiful wife, Jackie, who I love very much. Yet still the grind of life conspires to attack and wear down our relationship, which is why we're about to go and have a few days off together to restore and refresh and to just enjoy each other. How many people live in relationships that should be great, that could be great, but never do anything about it? And finally, some people aren't content with what they have, either because they're always comparing themselves with other people, and that's an attitude thing, or because they don't apply themselves and work hard enough at doing something that they're really cut out to do. So whichever of those four areas in your life is robbing you of your satisfaction and contentment, here's my question. In fact, my challenge to you at the beginning of this year is this. Are you just going to sit there, or are you going to do something about it? Well, a scripture that I love to come back to time and time again is one that provides a complete executive summary of how to get some of these things sorted out in our lives, how to get our ducks in a row, so as to speak. It's Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 in the New Testament, which says that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do the good works that he prepared beforehand for us to walk into. So, firstly, we are who God made us to be, handcrafted by him, his workmanship. And secondly, in making us in that certain way, with our natural gifts and strengths and talents and motivations on the one hand, and our natural limitations on the other, he did so with a very specific end in mind. He made each one of us to do the good works that he already prepared beforehand, way beforehand, even before time began, literally so that as we take each new step in life, we can walk into the good things that God has already prepared for us, the good things that are a perfect fit with who he made us to be. What's the matter with us? We're not happy with who we are. We're not happy with what we're doing. We're not happy with our relationships and our resources. Why do we run around in ever-decreasing circles at an average satisfaction level of only 6 out of 10? Why would we want to spend the rest of our lives living like that when all we really need to do is to get close to Jesus and to figure out who he made us to be and what he made us to do? Friend, you are God's workmanship. You are created in Christ Jesus to do all the fantastic things that he's already prepared for you to walk into. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond. and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.